Perek Shmini. Higanu lahagdaras ha'ani v'habechira hakshur ba. We've spoken about what is the self and how this associates with free choice. Zehu ha'elyon shebekochos hamutvoim ba'adam. This is the most elevated of all the kochos that are natural to man. Ulam ra'inu ki tchushas hanav v'tzar v'haratzon hinam instinctium v'habechira koch acher me'urav ba hadas. When it comes to pain and pleasure and will, as we spoke about, these are all instinctual things. But when it comes to Bechira, there's something else we have to talk about. We have to talk about Das. Bechira einena teva ba'adam elamayla. V'mayla perusha sheniknes bedas. Whenever you talk about something that you have to acquire, it's going to require Das. And I assume that Rav Volbi here, when he says Das, he means Das specifically, because Das is the Bechina of the integration of intellect. We always have to talk about, as mechanchim, as parents, and of course as growth-oriented people, we have to talk about two levels. Level number one is what we call inspiration, and level number two is what we call integration. Now don't misunderstand me. Inspiration does not mean a kumzitz, yeah? People today, one mechanech wrote, he's like, leave inspiration for moments of inspiration. And I realized in that moment that he was fundamentally missing the definition of chinuch. We are looking to inspire. Inspire doesn't mean excited. You could be inspired without being excited. Inspired means that I find meaningful and relevant, you know, connection to that mitzvah, or frankly, whatever it is, whatever we're talking about. So inspiration we have, and there are many people that have inspiration, but they don't have integration. It remains in the bechina of chachma and bina. They might know about it. They're professors of Rashi, yeah? As Rav Freifeld once said, they're professors of Rashi, but integration into their lives, that they simply don't have. What always amazed me about my Rebbe is that people didn't necessarily know this because he was a very big nistler in this area, is my Rebbe was able to be Dairish, like the finest nekudas in Lamdas, but very few people realized how much emuna my Rebbe has. Very few people realized. One time before a surgery, my Rebbe told me that night we wouldn't be learning together. We learned Bechavrusa that night, we wouldn't be learning together. He was learning Rav Avram ben Arambam's Sefer on Emunah the entire night before the surgery. People didn't realize, they still don't realize, they don't realize like what a Baal Emunah he is, what a Baal Avodah he is. It's totally integrated into his life. Sometimes a person can be so heady that it lacks Das. Das is the bechin of integrating something into yourself. Emer me'ata, so it comes out from here, ha'ani hu kinyan atzmi ba'adam. Hapol etzel yelad ve'etzel adam built the atzmoi kemat rak ba'ifin instinctively aydei his oiris ritzonov aydei rish mehanos v'tzar acherei shososo be'adam das bekoch elios bocher. A person, when he's a little child, all he has is his instinct, will, pleasure, and pain. But when a person acquires das, as he begins to get older, now he has the opportunity, he has the potential to choose. Now, in a hechrichtig way, a person is elevating himself and all of himself with this ability to choose. The ability to choose really, in many ways, defines our life because we are constantly confronting different opportunities, different tests in how we're going to respond. As adults, we take pride in responding with integrity. In fact, the older you get, the more you realize that if you simply respond with integrity, people will respect that. There's a person in my yeshiva, one of the people that works in the yeshiva, that if you confront him with something, his initial response is to think, what is the integrity response here? Is this something I need to take responsibility for? What's amazing is not only do all the Rebbeim in the yeshiva know about him, all the Talmidim in the yeshiva know it about him. And they talk about it. They say it's unbelievable how much integrity he has. The choice to be an integrity person has become a part of the definition of his persona. That's him. He's an integrity person. How did that happen? I'm not sure that he was an integrity person his whole life. He might have been, but I don't know that he was. But as he got older and he became a bar das, so it's about creating a choice. Das he ha'elos ani ha'pol ka'amar ba'ofen kema instinctively al tocha ha'kara v'ha'yediyah ha'brua chav v'adam sheniver b'tzelem chibi yaseira noy das loy sheniver b'tzelem. This is one of the most important. People very rarely focus on this Mishnah. I'm not sure why. To me, this was always one of the critical Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos. Das is a way of going above just Stam, your instinctive self, and through Hakara and Yediyah Brura, you become a bigger person. And this is what it means. Chiba Yisera Noi Das Loishan Never Bitzalem. Once I have that das zuya chiba hayaserish amitzias ativis b'adam zochel alus al tocha akara. The unbelievable part about das, that I was given the gift of das, is it reflects the chiba hayaserah that's inside of me, that I have the ability to raise myself up with this hakara. That's the way Rav Albi understands this Mishnah, which is a beautiful way of understanding it. The truth of the matter is, this Mishnah also has a very deep secret inside of it that also fits together very nicely with what Rav Albi says. The truth is that a person could say it's almost creating an arrogance inside of Klal Yisrael by telling us, you know, that we are created B'Tzelem Elokim, you know, that we are the, you could say it's Chibi Yisrael and Nadaslo, it's a big deal, you're telling Klal Yisrael you're B'Tzelem Elokim. The truth of the matter is that telling us means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that we won't misuse this information. It also means that this information was critical to the mission. It's like of all of the soldiers that were in the entire army of Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and said to us, we need to have a private meeting. I need to tell you that you have a special mission. Which means that, one, he's confident that we're not going to walk around the army demoralizing everybody else and saying, we're better than you. Which is, by the way, an important aspect to remember in Yadus, because somehow there's been a tremendous confusion that somehow we are better as opposed to elevated, and there is a major difference. Yeah, it's part of the arrogance of everything that's going on today, of I'm the person that is really holding the truth, and everybody else is not really holding the truth. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu entrusted us that we wouldn't act in that way, and further, it means that we have a very special mission. Part of that very special mission is integrated into the nature of Das. That we are able to have a Das Elyon, that we're able to connect in a very intimate way to the Rebbeinu Shalom because of that Das. As we've spoken about before, that Das is, I think even Rav Albi mentioned in Nali Shur, that Das is the place of the Beis HaMikdash, that Das inside of a person, that is the Makom where spiritual and physical meet, that's the portal into our connection with the Beis HaMikdash and to rise above. That's the whole Bechina of Das over here. Kasher hasugulos hatmunos b'tevenu olos mitoch af. When you go from that which is tamun inside of your nature, and you raise it up, and now it becomes about awareness, about hakara, about knowledge, that's when you're zeicha to das. Das is not something that, like, you know, this guy's smarter than him. No, it's a question of whether or not you've, as one of my rabbis once said it, you've taken down the emotion to give yourself back choice. When there's too much emotion going on, a person doesn't have any choice. When a person's on autopilot, he doesn't have any choice. To actually slow it down, and it's amazing, in a very Zen-like way, you can see things happening. And as you see them happening, you slow it down, that gives you the ability to choose, that is called Das. It's also called being an adult. Halavai, there should be more adults. You know, I don't know if any of you have ever gone to a sporting event of a high school where parents come to root on their children. Have you ever seen such a thing? It has potential to be one of the most violent, disgusting, violent, vicious. And these poor refs, there's no way they pay them enough money to sit there and take the abuse of those parents. It's like, you know, I remember even in high school, I used to laugh at them, like, I'm in high school, I think this is important, why is this important to you? You know, like, I myself understood this was a joke. And Baruch Hashem, we went to a place where I don't think that happened amongst our parent body. But I remember when it was happening from other parent bodies, that it was like, really? Like, you're a wealthy man. You're like, yeah. But again, it's all part of that psychotic, like, I must be a winner. There's no choice there. There's no adults in that situation. Yeah, that's right. Children, Rav Albi says that, you should know Beferish. There's one place in Ali Shore where Rav Albi says, these people, they're children in adults' bodies. You know, there's people, they walk around like that. They're not adults. They have no das. 100%. You see that? That's an unbelievable thing to see. how often we as parents are living through our children, and that their successes and their failures somehow become identified with our successes and our failures. And it's like, one has nothing to do with the other. Chazal are very clear about that. Kids go off the derech, and it has nothing to do with the parents. Kids go off the derech, because kids will go off the derech. No, it's enough in Gemara, right? Only the way that children speak, that's the Gemara says, is learned from the home. The way that children speak. I have to tell you, I heard a Maisa, I'm inclined not to believe it, that there was a certain school that they didn't want to interview, they didn't even want to let a girl interview for the high school because she has a brother that was off the derech, or that is off the derech. Poor girl, what did she do wrong? As if somehow it's a reflection on anybody. Adarabba, I wonder what it was like for the girl. Ultimately, she did get a bechina, and she was allowed in. But I can't imagine the tsar of that poor girl for 2 months that she had to sit there and suffer because of her brother. Could you imagine what type of tension that created in the home? That's healthy? That's not healthy. It's all part of this sickness of having to look good without having the confidence to just be who you are and be okay with that. Kishanu yodim es ani umishtam shem techa kara berura mekayach haratzon boirim es ha'erev lanu b'sim ha'slev einenu iverim b'chiraseinu ela bochrim mitoch achrayas v'shikol das az hofchu kochos tivim eil l'malus. What happens is that as we begin to work on this thing, to become aware when it comes to what we want, now that we're developing das, so ratzon changes. It's an unbelievable thing. As we get bigger in das, ratzon tends to shift, which is why I always tell this to the Talmidim. They disagree with me, but they're not correct in this area. If when we were little children, I don't know if you guys were into Legos. You guys into Legos? I was very into Legos. I don't know, maybe it was just me. I was very into Legos. I was also into G.I. Joes. I had a lot of shtuyot when I was a kid. Yeah, I could go on a Shabbos afternoon, 5-6 hours. I imagine my parents were very happy. I was out of their hair. Me and my friends, we could play Legos for hours and hours at a time. You could not pay me to sit and play for Legos with 2 hours. Yeah, I couldn't do it. For 2 hours to sit and play with Legos, I couldn't do it. I would go crazy. I could maybe do it for a couple of minutes. What's the pshat? The pshat is when a person's das becomes expanded, so then mamela, their rotzon changes. It's nothing that even consciously happens. It's as you become a bardas and you begin to choose more, naturally you want things that are more adin. So you don't want the grossest things. And what happens then is now what's natural to you becomes a milo. Things that were already embedded inside of you, they now become actualized in such a way that they're very real right now. It becomes a milo. Yisoidhu behilchas kinyanim ki kinyan sarach gemiras das. Ubali das ein kinyan. Das hi be'emes midas hakinyanim. The truth of the matter is that das is a fundamental part of a kinyan. Ki bali das lo nasa davar shali. Without das, you cannot make something yours. Ken klape atzmeinu. Ksha adum yodim es atzmeinu. Anu konim es atzmeinu. If you want to be kind of yourself, you need gemiras das. That means you have to have das. Dvarim hach nechnasim bechlal hadas. Niyim lekinyan atzmi pinimi ade ad. Didabei kulabei, delodabei mabei. Da kani machaser, da loy kani makani. Without das, what kinyan is there? Nimsa ki das ha'ani, hi ha'ani mamish. When we talk about the I, you must talk about das. That is a fundamental part. Now, I just want to clarify one thing. I don't think that revolbi here means to say that the essential you is your thoughts. I think revolbi is touching on the integration between my thoughts and my ratzon. Because the truth of the matter is, in other places, revolbi says in a very stark way that ratzon is very pnimi to a person. I think when revolbi here is talking about the das, I think he means the total package of the ani, which includes the ratzon that I have and the ability to choose that ratzon, the expression of the essential self. Im ha-ratzon v'chush ha-oinig v'hatzar v'ha-bechira rak she'en ampolim be'instinctivius. So all those things, the will, the pain, the pleasure, all those things through das become actualized, not in an instinctual way, but in a very focused, real way. It's an unbelievable thing. He brings here from the Sefer Ayosham Yuchzal Reinu Tam. It's an unbelievable thing. there's such a thing as das, where you can learn about the world, and then there's the das of das. It, the way I heard it one time is, the awareness of being aware is not you. It's like people say, like, I think, therefore I am. No, 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 no. The awareness of being aware, yeah, that's what gives you the ability to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the self-awareness. Therefore, if you're talking about self-awareness, the awareness cannot be the self. Because the self becomes aware of itself. But when you become aware of yourself, when you have das of the das, so now you're talking about serving the Rabbanu Shalom. Because that is where the Rabbanu Shalom is. That's the whole work over here.
The awareness of das is not you.
In other words, there's such a thing called self-awareness. So the awareness is not the self. The awareness is simply the awareness of the self. So, but it's dafka, that das of das, that is the portal towards building Kirvas Hashem. Because where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inside of yourself. Right? We are Chelek Elokam Imal. A person must become aware of that das that exists inside of them, that ability to integrate with the Rebbeinu Shalom. That is the beginning of the portal towards coming closer to Hashem. Which is what the Pasuk means when it says, Ki kara ve'lecha hadavar ma'id. The whole Tanya is about that. The whole Tanya is about showing you that you don't need to go anywhere. It's all right here. It's all right here. It's not, you don't have to go anywhere in order to find what you're looking for. Me'ato, we'll start really in Perek Chi. Perek Chi is a beautiful perek, actually. Me'ato, shezachinu lahavchem b'das, shehimidas yidias v'kinyan atzmi v'adam, ein lanu el lehisbeinin b'atzmenu l'adas, es asher b'lavenu. Now it's just a question of, well, let's get real. If the whole thing is about das and understanding the self, well, okay, let's begin to understand the self. Kamer b'mavol l'maracha zu anamanichim shechavaye shal yedias atzmo kodmo l'chom mishosik b'dvarim hamuvam b'shar zeh ulam hanichnas l'klal das einu mistapik v'chavaye chad pa'amis v'shuv shuv hu chozer al hisbonenos ba'atzmo. If you're going to be a bar das, it's not something that's like a one-time thing that I actually, one time I sat down and I did some introspection and it's something that has to be consistent, it has to be focused, it has to be one of the, I think, most powerful things that I took out of this is to try at least once a week for an hour to do real hispoidus. When I say real hispoidus, it doesn't necessarily mean in the forest, you know, with one of the nice little Rabbi Nachman packets that they give out. Although I'm not saying that's a bad thing either. But just to spend an hour once a week, I know it sounds like a very big investment of time. The truth is it happens to be very freeing. If you can find an hour in your week, every single week, just to think about where you're holding, just to check in with yourself, it is an unbelievable tool. For me, it's easier to do that than to do 5 minutes a night. I find that whenever I try to do 5 minutes a night, it doesn't really work, and I end up not having the 5 minutes. But if I actually have an hour that's muktash for this, so and I that hour is like, you can't touch that hour. So it's such a beautiful thing. It allows you to really become free. I think I told you guys the Maisa once with Rav Elia Lapian, that he walked on a bus. His Maisa. One time a Bachar was sitting on a bus and Rav Elia Lapian walked on the bus. The Bachar was sitting thinking to himself like, oh man, he's sitting with the Gemara open. Mishkiach's going to be so proud of him. Like, he's sitting there, such a masman on the bus. Rav Elia is walking closer and closer to him. He puts his hand on his shoulder. The Bachar looks up as if he didn't see him. Oh, yes, Rabbi? Rav Elia looks at him and goes, what's the matter? Are you afraid to be with your own thoughts? As a muslik of being really focused, not in a chad pa'ami way, but shuv, to do over and over again. Chazara. If you do chazara on a masechta, you shouldn't do chazara on yourself. It seems to me that it's just as pashut. Ein od miksoa b'toyra shehitos metzuyu ba'al kolkach kemo b'hilchus deus b'idiyas hamidus v'kifiyas shiorein. I don't think I could even begin to translate that. But I think he says it pretty clearly. B'chol mitzvos ha-Torah zachinu l'shiurim berurim amo tefach kezayis yagodol sharei hamidos tuliyim b'dato shel kol echad ulam halachos hein kotza ha-achram be'anavim memutza b'shar hamidos misnag b'midos be'nonis chacham ha-noite l'ksas l'shem zehirus chasid. He said the Rambam has hilchos deus, a person has to focus on these things. This, just like in anything, yes, every one of the midos is totally exactly in you. And okay, but there's such a thing as being ma'od ma'od haveshval ruach, staying away from kas. You know, you have to know these things, and you have to focus on them. Somehow they get lost. You know, it's like, sometimes a yeshiva bachur that once said to me, he goes, yeah, I cover that in the summer. You cover that, you know, like it's something I cover. I don't have time during the year. During the year, it's involved in the bubbles, I'm involved in Ashen Nezikin, you know. I don't have time. Okay, yeah, I go once a week, I hear a shmooze from this Rebbe. So you try to explain. When a Baal Musar hears something like that, and they hear from somebody that they hear a shmooze once a week, and that's their Musar, it's like, what's that? You heard a nice shir. What's that got to do with Musar? What's that got to do with actually sitting and thinking about where am I holding? What's going on? What do I need to work on over and over and over again until we have a decent product? V'lo ha-shirim levad, ela ha-midos atzman kasha l'kvaya. Not just in terms of the shir, but the midos themselves, to define it in a real way. Chiyuch ha-pnei adam l'kras zulaso, ha-em hum mibaya chesed o chanifa, toiv lev, o mirmo. Yeah, the person has to know where they're holding. What type of midos am I actually dealing with over here? Yesh v'kasha l'anu l'hakir midos raus, ki rakko tasara mavda ben tov l'ras. Sometimes it's very, very difficult to figure out what's what. What looks like strength, you should know, in one person is actually weakness. What looks like weakness in another is actually strength. The first time that I ever learned that the guy that I thought was a loser, because, you know, he's some, you know, yeshiva guy in the corner, just sitting and learning, doesn't really speak up too much, and, you know, maybe he doesn't really have much to say, he doesn't talk too much, and even if he has what to say, he doesn't have the ability to get it out. I used to feel bad for such a person, like, chaval, he doesn't have the ability to get it out. It only occurred to me years later that maybe that guy just didn't need to get it out. Maybe he was so totally comfortable with himself, he was happy in the corner sitting and learning. And actually the guy that needed to go zog and needs to go around the base medrash telling everyone his svara, maybe he's the real Bagaiva. And of course I'm referring to myself. You know, it's a very, very subtle line between Taiv and Ra. And in general, we tell ourselves, hey, we're okay. That's an amazing line also. If you want to ever do like an amazing thing, ask people to tell you good things about themselves. They stumble over themselves. As hard as it is to say what's bad about you, it's much harder to say what's good about you. People tend to give very superficial things, and they tend to say it and like they say it like this. I guess I'm a good guy. Maybe you guess you're a good guy. Maybe you guess. Are you a good guy or not? I'd like to think. What do you mean you'd like to think? When it comes to people saying they're midos raos, somehow they're able to say, "Yeah, I'm a pretty big Bagaiva." You know, like, they're able to say these things. When it comes to saying good things about ourselves, we feel very unworthy, and to say even decent things about ourselves is very difficult. One of the amazing things about somebody who really goes through this, I saw this very much by Rav Orlowick. That Rav Orlowick is able to speak about himself without any gaiva. What he perceives to be the truth about himself, and sometimes that involves positive things. And he's able to say, yes, in this I have a talent. Because he's not being a Baal Gaiva about it, because he has it properly contextualized. He understands where it's actually coming from. So a real Baal Musar is able to say about himself good things when it's appropriate. Bar Das She'eno Machzik Atzmo L'Malach Matzliach Od L'Havchin B'Likoy Nasho Avohu Nil L'Imso Ma'alos Avativios. A person, what was that? A Bar Das that's not machzik himself to be a malach. So he's able very much to see the things that are not so good about himself. But it's pretty hard to find things that he can say good about himself. It's easy when you're feeling things consistently to be able to point out the not so good things. When it comes to your good midos, yeah, in general they're more hidden, in general they're more covered up, and therefore a person has to look at the lashon. Vidarish iyun mamik. You have to be deep about these things in order to understand. Yes, I do have good stuff about me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me good things. V'gamona sheish v'davar. Kam anu notum legalis lekavim es lacherim. V'kamo anu maharim ladun acherim lekav chov. How much are we willing always to, you know, hide away from ourselves? You know, all these things. But when it comes to another person, oh, you know that guy, you know what he did. So you see Revolbi, and this is Revolbi in a very classic Revolbi way, saying to a person, you don't know yourself. I think Revolbi says in another place that when you walk in to a room, and you hear your best friend and your worst enemy talking about you, you shouldn't be surprised by either one of them. Your best friend, and they're all talking about you. Your best friend is remember saying all of your malice, your worst enemy is saying all of your chesronos, and neither one of them should shock you. Neither one of them should shock you. It's a very hard thing to do, but we have to become aware. That's part of becoming a bar das. By the way, it also impacts your ability to choose. Because if you know that there's certain areas that I have to work on, so then okay, when the opportunity presents itself, you see it as an opportunity to lean into the discomfort. Adarava, if you don't know that this is something you have to work on, so then it passes you by. Ruba shel teres hamidos nisha begeder teres shabal peh. Odios erhu nisha teres shabalev. That's we spoke about already in the Hakdama. Mostly when it comes to the Teres Hamidos, it's just Teres Sheba Peh, and it's Teres Sheba Lev, and it's Teres Sheba Ayin. Mekol makom yedias yesoidias anu chayavim lerchosh mesifrei rabosenu harishonim ha'achronim nosu v'yedias anu shuavim milimil tanach l'pirusho v'lim rashas. I don't know, he's making a push over here for learning Tanakh, but... okay, you know, it must have been important if it was, you know, from Hashem, yeah? So there's such a thing as aside from all of the Pashup Shat, Tanakh, and Shas that a person can learn Musar from, there's also such a thing as learning from, you know, certain Svarim. And he brings here, Miyuchad Nechutz L'Matar Aseinu Abakiyas B'Svarim Eilu Hechus Deyas L'Rabbam Hashemayna Prakim Sefer Chavis L'Vavos Sefer Shari Tshuva Per Shal Mishle Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Vada is going to bring Sefer Ar Yisrael. Okay, these are the classic. These are the classic Musar that a person should learn. Of course, he left this out. He left out Alei Shur. I don't know where that leaves us. Maybe we should. I don't think Revolvi would want us to stop and go learn those for him. But of course, somehow, in the course of a week, just to handle these things. Parnas used to encourage me to learn these things on the side. Parnas used to tell me certain svarim that he would want me to learn. He wanted me to learn Rabbeinu Yonah and Pirkei Avos. He wanted me to learn Ramban al HaTorah, and he wanted me to learn Drashas Haran. Those were the Hashkafa Svarim that he said, if you learn those Svarim, you'll get a good Hashkafa. So two out of three. I was never able to do Ramban al HaTorah consistently. Drashas Haran and Rabbeinu Yonah I was able to do over the course of when I was a Bacher. But so you see, Rav Volbi also had a list.
So in the beginning of the Sefer, there was a list.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says Mesil Shoshan very strongly.
Yeah, it's interesting. The way that he learned Mesil Shoshan, the way Rav Volbi understood learning Mesil Shoshan is not necessarily the way they do it today. Today, they daven up Mesil Shoshan. Rav Volbi learned Mesil Shoshan be'iyun rav. And remember, she was being medayik. The whole Zriyo opinion comes from a diyak in Mesil Shoshan. His whole shtickle terror there. He was very interested. Again, also, Mesil Shoshan himself says you have to go through it many times. But Rav Volbi learned it be'iyun rav. Real ba'amkas. All right, let's do a little bit more. B'stakalnu be'atzmenu aleinu l'rishonu l'as'ala midi'aseinu hasha'ovos misfarim. Ein le'maher lahadvik shemos l'tofos nafshios. If you want a paskin a shayla, so you need to be a lamdin, and you know a melis b'tara that's pashut. You have to know where to look. Ulam belish shimush memushach lo yuchol gam lamdin muflog lifzak halacha behichos treifus o b'sheilas nashim. But if you don't have shimush, yeah. So then, it doesn't matter how much you know, you're not going to be able to paskin. I had a shayla that came up this week in my house, Basar B'chol shayla that came up. So before I call the Rav, I'm never going to paskin the shayla because it's in my own house. I don't like to paskin anything that's in my own house. But I do like every once in a while to refresh myself. So I went through and I went through what I thought the halacha would be and what all the possibilities would be. And the one thing I hadn't considered, I called up the Rav. And the first question the Rav asked me was the one thing I hadn't considered. How'd she get the milchiks out of the pot? I was only thinking about the food that was in the pot itself, the water that was in the pot. I never considered the utensil that she used to get it out. Because if either there wasn't shishim, can I get that? It's a difference if you have shimush and you've been doing it for a while. So it's more natural. It goes more fast. Kasha keflayim hu lahatim mashanemer besfar malmidos. Al masha anu mavchinim ba'atzmenu. Also, when it comes to learning Sfarim, it's very, very difficult. You could be a tremendous genius, but to actually know how to learn the Sfarim properly, le'itim mafrias lanu yedias mukdamos sherachashnu misfarim begishaseinu ala adam achai. Sometimes it could even, all the things that you know actually get in the way of actually knowing yourself. A person's a lebedika person. Each person has their own particular stuff. So sometimes you see a klal in a sefer and you say, okay, vaislois, that's where it's coming from in me. That doesn't necessarily mean what it means. A person has to know how to look inside of themselves. Aleinu lehischakos al atzminu zman rav, ulehisbeinin b'cheshbeinas harabim, hamasika machshavoseinu b'li heref, yoyim v'layla, b'hakitz v'b'shino, we need to spend a tremendous amount of time, and we need to really go through day and night, all the time, when you're sleeping, when you're awake, you mamish need to work on knowing yourself in a very particular and specific way. Sometimes a person knows himself very well, but he has no title for it. It's not a chisaron. Today, everything in the psychology world is labeling. And you see, Rav Volbi didn't hold of that. They have a DSM. If you have, there's eight symptoms. If you have five of them to this degree and you can label it, so then that's when it becomes real. No. If you internally know it, that is meaningful. That is meaningful enough. Just because you haven't put a label on it, it's called gaiva, it's called this, it's called that. If you can sense it, if you can feel it, if it's real to you, that's real. Eventually you'll get there. If you're working on it, eventually you'll be able to define it. But just because it's not yet defined doesn't mean you did anything. It doesn't mean a person walks away a lot of times and they feel like, I don't have it clearly defined, my mail, I have nothing. No, there's a big jump. That's a big jump. There's a lot in between. There's the feeling that you have, the recognition that you have, even if you haven't labeled it. Eventually you'll get through this work, eventually you'll get to labeling it. There's a mila there, but it's not the be-all and end-all. It's not the be-all and end-all. Just because you haven't labeled it doesn't mean you didn't do anything. Ultimately, like Rabbi used to say from Rav Chaim, if you can't define it for me, then you don't know it yourself. But that's true maybe when it comes to lamdas in a halacha. When it comes to a hergish that a person has about himself, even the hergish itself, Rav Volbi says, is meaningful. I can sense that something is going on here. I'm starting to get triggered. I don't exactly know how to call that trigger. I don't know if it's kas, I don't know if it's jealousy, I don't know exactly what the trigger is, but that doesn't mean you didn't do anything. You're already aware that there's something going on. That's already a big part of the battle. Okay, we'll stop here.